Extract 1. Questions 1 to 12. For questions 1 to 12, complete the notes with a word or short phrase. You now have 30 seconds to look at the notes.
It's good to see you again.
Good to see you.
And we have already gone through your history and physical. We decided that you are a good candidate for doing the bilateral fixation.
Yes.
SI joint fixation. That
yes.
should help you a great deal. That you don't need the fusion. And that we don't need to do a piriformis release. So I think we're ready then to go ahead and proceed with that if you're ready.
Okay, well, I have done a little bit of studying upon this. And I've got some questions. I wrote some questions down. And I would like you to... If you could explain the surgery to me, exactly what I will be going through and what you'll be doing to me.
Sure. The first thing that we're going to do is the morning of the surgery, you're going to go to the preoperative area.
Mm-hmm.
And in the preoperative area, Vicki comes in the morning of the surgery as well as I do too, of course. But she is going to manipulate you and make sure that you feel good and that you're in alignment, in good alignment. Then you're going to be taken to the surgery suite itself. And you'll be on the gurney in the surgery suite, and we will put you to sleep there.
Mm-hmm.
You also get IV antibiotics at that time, and at that time they'll set you up for the neuromuscular monitoring. They'll put little needles, and they are little,
okay.
And of course, and you're asleep also anyway, but they'll put small needles in all the muscles so that during the surgery we can monitor that to make sure we're not near a nerve root. And then after that, we will roll you into a prone position. The surgery is done with you on your stomach, so you'll be on chest rolls. Then we're ready. And then we'll go ahead and prep your back and proceed with surgery. Now, you're having a fixation only, and what we will end up doing is putting two screws on each side. And the way that I determine where to put the screw in is first with an 18-gauge needle and then under the C-arm. I didn't mention earlier, of course, we have you on position so that we can use C-arm, which is for x-rays, for fluoroscopy, so that we can look through and see the bones. We'll stimulate the pin, and then we'll see if we get a response from the muscles. And if we do not get a response, we stimulate up to 20 milliamp level. If we do not get a response at about 50 milliamp level, we're usually very happy with that, even if we get a little response later on. But that makes sure that we're not close to the nerve roots, which are down here. Now, after we have the pin and the pin, we're happy with that, with the positioning on x-ray, as well as with the lack of response on the stimulation. Then we'll get a screw, a titanium cannulate screw, and put that over that guide pin, and then literally put it into the bone, screw it into the bone,
okay.
And compress it. So, and then after we have the screw in, and usually I use 35 millimeter length screws most of the time. After we have the screw in, we'll test it again by stimulation to see mm-hmm. if there's a response from the muscles. And again, if there isn't, then we're happy with that. And then that's the finish, the first
one. Do you ever have to reposition a pin or
move
a pin out?
We do. Sometimes if we start getting response about 10 milliamps or below that, we're certainly going to reposition
okay.
it. So we're happy with the first one. And then we put in a second one, which is essentially parallel, usually a little bit higher, pretty much parallel to the first one. And that's actually the end of the procedure.
Well, now... Mm-hmm. After this, how long am I going to be in the hospital?
You'll be in the hospital if you're local. We'll keep you overnight.
Okay. Okay. Now, what about my short-term restrictions right after surgery?
In the immediate period after the surgery, now we are going to limit your activity. We do want you to be active. We do want you to walk,
okay.
But we want you to limit the prolonged standing or limit the prolonged walking to about 30 minutes.
Can you go up and then all, or like once a day?
You can. You really will let you do what you really need to do.
Okay.
But just kind of be careful in doing it.
Okay.
The other thing we want you to not do is do any repetitive bending over, repetitive extending,
okay.
which is really similar to most back problems.
Now, what about my long-term restrictions?
long term, as we talked about before, no bungee jumping.
I promise not to.
Okay. And then, but more significantly, even you don't want to do things that are going to be jarring to the back. Specifically, even stair climbing or the stair, not stair climbing, but the stair master type of aerobic exercises. It would not do that. I think swimming would be much better.
What about yoga? Because I've done yoga for years.
Yoga, if you avoid the extremes of it, you can do the yoga.
I don't do the extremes of it. My body won't do the extremes of it. What about, I was curious about the screws. Do they ever work their way out?
No, they don't. There is a possibility they could possibly become loose, but really we've not had that problem either. The screws are made of titanium, and the titanium really attracts the bone to grow right up to it, much more so than stainless steel. So they're not going to work their way out on their own.
Now, is there a difference between a fixation and a fusion?
There is a difference. You're just going to have the fixation.
Okay. And that's good. That's good to know.
So those are really two different things.
Now, the other thing, when you fix the joint, which it's not moving anymore, do I lose any motion, or is my body going to be able to tell that?
Of course, the whole idea of this whole procedure is to limit what I call micromotion, which in this case you always are supposed to have a little micromotion in that joint. But if you have excessive motion, it leads to the problems like you have. So we are limiting that motion. We are twisting.
So
it's
I can
not
continue on what afterwards.
You can continue. Actually, do a lot better because it's not going to hurt.
Exactly. That is true. That's true. Now, speaking of pain, what about post-op pain? How much pain is involved with this?
You are going to have some discomfort, especially in the immediate post-op, but it is a different, it's a post-operative pain. It's not the same pain as what you had beforehand.
Okay.
And usually is not that severe that you cannot get up on the morning or in the afternoon after the surgery. Mm-hmm. We usually do these surgeries first thing in the morning so that, and then by the afternoon, usually we try to get you up with physical therapy. And most everyone responds that most of their preoperative pain is gone, if not all of it. But they still have some of the postoperative pain, but it's much more tolerable for them than the preoperative pain was. And, of course, that's going to lessen. Even by the next morning, that's markedly lessened.
I am ready to have this surgery. You've answered my questions, and I think let's just go for it because I am very ready.
That sounds good.